Yo, what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. Game 101 for the Atlanta Braves, losing the rubber match here to the San Francisco Giants. Now the Braves on the year, 44 and 57 on the year. This is game 101, losing the day game here against the Giants. The game was rolling along pretty well. Strider threw a heck of a pitch, a slider down and in to Rafael Devers, one of the lowest pitches of the year. He has golfed at the right field. And he got in Strider's head a little bit. He said it post-game, he got in his head. You know, he hit a batter, then gave up another homer to Chapman. It went to right field, so it kind of, that was it for the Braves, kind of. You know, that was the fifth inning, and the Giants scored at three more in the sixth inning, and three more in the seventh inning, and then it was like 9-0, and the Braves made a rally in the seventh inning, scored three runs, but nothing to make a difference, you know, in the game, 9-3 game. The Giants win game 101 season for the Braves. But Strider pitched well. So that little stretch right there, the Devers, when he golfed the ball, that's going to happen. You just tip your cap on that one and hit the batter, and Chapman hits one out on him. He talked about how it got in his head. He's very hard on himself. He says to get better. He says to be better. You know, he has to learn from this. So Stick talked about how how competitive he is, how he's one of the most competitive kids he's ever been around. So he appreciates his competitive drive and his will to be better, but you see how tippy caps sometimes. He Snit said he didn't know how he hit that ball out of the park. So, and the message from Snit was to keep fighting. He was asked about how you keep the guys motivated, how do you keep the guys engaged, and keep fighting. Come on the park every day, do what you're supposed to do in the cages and the bullpens, prepare the right way, and keep fighting. He says, just keep fighting. And, you know, today could have been Marcell Ozuna's last bad, truest part. Ninth inning, he struck out, pinch hitting for Nick Allen. So, Ozuna, the Braves going on a four-city road trip. So, he may not be at Truist Park ever again. And the last time you saw him was the strikeout ninth inning of the day for Marcell Ozuna. Ozuna from the Braves, is some of you say. So, I'm just saying that to you, let you know that. So the Braves head to Texas now, start a series with them on Friday, the 25th. That'll be game 102 for your Atlanta Braves. Like Snit said, keep fighting. Try to find positive where you can. And one positive still being Drake Baldwin. And Sean Murphy being a flip-flop in DH spots and between catching, so they don't wear themselves out. So Nacho Alvarez is showing some flashes as well. He'll probably send back to the minors to get Austin Riley off the injured list. So just keep plugging away. Braves have 661 games to go in the season. We'll see what it is far, what they may, but we'll be back at Truist Park. Bring you the Brave coverage August the 4th. So until then, we'll see you. Stay up, stay inspired, and stay with it. Check out some clips from today's post game pressers.
Just, you know, feels like we've had a million opportunities to make adjustments. You know, and get him in the direction that we think we're capable of, and nobody more so than myself, and just haven't been able to do it. And so, you know, it sucks. It's just, at some point, you can't keep thinking that you're better than you're playing. I think at this point, we've got to be brutally honest with ourselves, and like I said, myself more so than anybody, and commit to finding a process that helps us get better to where we can start winning some games. to the level that we need to. And you know, that's really, I think, the goal, regardless of what your the prospects of your season are. You know, so I think for me, that's got to be the focus going forward.
How do you find that as a team?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be honest with yourselves. You got to communicate on it. You got to identify the things that matter to you. You know, there's multiple ways to be successful. You see that in baseball, I think, more so than any sport. And I don't think there's necessarily a right or wrong answer, but I think those things need to be communicated and they need to be emphasized. And then you work down from there and you know, identify things in your daily behavior that can help you accomplish those things, and you know, constantly analyze where you are in terms of how close you are to achieving those things or how far away you are, and that kind of keeps you from veering too far off course, I think. And you know, just that process is just very uncomfortable at times, and it's difficult to address some of the things that cause you failure. It's just I think that's part of life, but you know, you got to confront the reality of where you are if you want to get where you want to go. So
these bounces and one hands it.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. I mean, I've thrown pitches right down the middle that guys popped up before, so I think every once in a while they're going to hit one that they shouldn't. So, you know, and in that game, I certainly had my fair share of moments where it could have gone south pretty badly, and it didn't. So, you know, it's more so just the HBP after that, and then the homer to Chapman. You know, at that point, it becomes a very dejecting inning for our team, and is a much bigger hole for the guys to try to climb out of than a 1-0 deficit.
Well, the business element steps in or becomes a thing. You know, you might have to think about it, Marcel or some of these other guys. What's that feeling like, knowing that, you know, someone like Marcel has been important to this team for a few years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the unfortunate part, I think, of just, you know, playing every day, whether the season, you know, whatever the ending point of the season, it's just the, you know, losing in the playoffs, I think, has shown us that, just that, you know, there are consequences for our failure. And I think in a lot of cases, myself, as much as anyone, that we have a level of security that can insulate us from that reality. And, you know, I try to consider that, you know, if we fail in the field, if I fail to do my job, then it's somebody else that's probably going to be held accountable for it. They probably don't deserve it in a lot of cases. And so that weighs pretty heavy on me, and I know it does a lot of other guys in here. And so, you know, it's something that we've talked about as a group for the last couple of months, is just the direction we're headed, that we might be saying goodbye to some friends if we don't turn things around. And, you know, unfortunately, we might be in that boat now. So, you know, I obviously don't have a clue what'll happen and what should happen. It's not my job. I can't control it that directly. So, you know, we'll see what happens, and that's far above my authority.
You seem like you really pitched Chapman. You struck him out on the same pitch before. Is there a part where you just say, "Hey, that's baseball. I've done my best to execute, and I've got to tip my cap," or do you still feel like you need to carry that?
Yeah, I mean, that is baseball. I mean, that's what's funny, you know. You make a pitch in one case and it's a positive result, and you make the same pitch and it's a homer. So, you know, that ball to Devers was, in every other circumstance in my career, I think probably a really good executed pitch. The only other time that's been a home run is the last time I faced Rafael Devers in 2023 in Boston, and he hit a home run on a 2-strike slider that almost hit the dirt. So, you know, I suppose you could say it's on me for going to the well too many times, honestly, knowing that that's, you know, a potential outcome. But I can only execute my strengths. I can only do what I can do. And, you know, I think ultimately, regardless of what your stuff looks like, what your velo is, how well you're executing at any given moment, you know, the best pitch is the one that you have the most conviction in. And there has to be a belief behind everything you throw. And I think when I've had that full conviction, regardless of what comes out of my hand, it's usually a positive outcome. So, you know, I think I swung too far into the frustrated kind of, you know, agitated state after the Dever Sommer, and that's honestly just, it's on me. So, it doesn't matter if the pitch was executed, if it was a pitch in a decent location, it's just the wrong intent, honestly. So I think that, you know, long-winded answer, but the mentality is ultimately what means the most to me.
Thank you. For, you know, some hope. How frustrating is the results of this?
Yeah, it, pretty much. I mean, it's because we did, even that, you know, Yankee series, you know, they were tough games, first couple, and I, you know, I was kind of thinking that maybe we on the verge of getting on that run that I've been talking about all year. And now they just, you know, this last couple games got away from us.
Especially yourself and the players are just saying it's embarrassing, you know, we got to play better. And you see, you know, at some point in time in the season, you got to look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, well, I mean, he battled his tail off. I mean, like he always does. That kid is one of the most competitive people I've ever been around. And, you know, he's kind of, I feel like he's navigating uncharted waters here. And but he's coming back and taking the ball. His pitch really, you know, really well. He kind of had the same type of outing the last outing, but, you know, got through six innings scoreless against a really, really good club. And today, I don't know how that one ball went out that Devers golfed. But, you know, still it's three runs. You know, we didn't score early to make a difference.
Chip, could, depending on what happens in the next couple of weeks, could your guys' position affect whether you bring back all those rehabbing pitchers or try to bring any of them back?
No, I don't. Yeah, I that's a good question. I don't know, because I think all those guys, in my opinion, when they're working to get back, I think if they finish the year, pitching is huge for guys going into the offseason. You know, I think when you have a normal offseason, they cut, if we get them back, which I hope we do, and I know all them guys do, I think it's big for a guy to go into the offseason not in rehab. I've seen over the years, that's a big difference when you go into a normal offseason and a rehab offseason, because they can do all their normal stuff and prepare for spring training and then have a normal spring training and then they're ready to go. So I think for the player, I think it would be great if we got all those guys back and had them, you know, pitching whenever, you know, to finish the year so they can go into the offseason with some normality instead of coming in here and working out all the time or, you know, not going home and just doing the things that they like to do. I think that's huge for a guy to have a normal offseason and a normal spring training, and especially when you've been hurt.
What's the best, just the players and the club?
Keep fighting. We got to keep fighting. That's the only thing we can do. You know what I mean? You got to put today behind you, good or bad, and go and look forward to the next day. And, you know, we're going to go face a team that's doing really well right now, and we're the Rangers. And we'll take a day off tomorrow and then go try and win another series. That's the only thing we can do in this game is to get ready to play tomorrow.
Strider was performing. You might be saying goodbye to some guys. How have you seen the clubhouse handle that?
No, I mean, that's part, you know what, that's a part of this business. You're never guaranteed tomorrow in this game. You're never guaranteed tomorrow in life, quite honestly. So, you know what, that's part of it. We all know that when we sign a contract. We see it happen all the time to our best friends. They don't come back. They get traded, da-da-da-da. It's part of the business, the way this game is. It's not for the lighthearted. I mean, you got to have thick skin in this thing. And that's just the way it's been. That's the way it's always been. And all we can do, we come in and we control what we can control.